head.
Yeah.
So that could have, he almost got probably shot for that.
True, especially with a big cowboy hat.
Yeah, cowboy hat.
You're expecting the quick draw.
Yeah, right out of the hat.
If someone's wearing a cowboy hat, you know they have fast hands. Probably he might have the fastest hands in the area at the time, dude.
Probably.
That's the best thing about when lads get fly. I've said it before, dude. It's cowboy gear, dude.
It's the sickest gear possible.
When lads get fly, there's nothing but cowboy gear. I told you about the guy who used to work with me and my brother who came here and like lamented the fact that like American dudes are pussies and he thought he was like going to get here and we're all just like cowboys, like fighting and shit.
Oh, man.
Came here, he's like, I thought you guys were like fucking rooting and tooting. You guys are, I came here, it's just a bunch of like pussy ass fucking dudes just being like walking around, being like, excuse me, man. He thought dudes were gonna be like, get the fuck out of my way, dude.
Yeah, he thought it was the Wild West.
I thought it was gonna be Machismo Central, dude.
He was coming from Mexico?
Yeah.
Damn, imagine sitting in Mexico and be like, shit, everybody here is too fucking soft.
Yeah.
Time for me to go somewhere tough like America. And you get up here, it's just a dude like, excuse me, you pronounced my fucking girlfriend's name wrong.
Yeah. Try to show someone like a hot picture on your Metro PCS of a chick and they're like, oh, stop objectifying women, please.
Please.
Excuse me? Please. Yeah, it would be like nonstop. You'd be working, I'd feel my shoulder, and he'd be like, just be a hot chick on his cell phone.
They
like,
love him.
Yeah, man. It's a hot chick.
It was unbelievable. That was I think the biggest culture shock being in Spain was them just getting memes and pictures on their phones. Mm. Just every night at the bar, these dudes would be like, "You fucking, what do you think of that?" That was the time the guy showed me him and his friend throwing a Nazi salute in front of a swastika. And I was like, you know, you guys got some fascists in the bar? And the bartender was like, no, no fascistas. No. I was like, that guy just showed me a picture of him in front of a flaming swastika. I was like, yo, you want to see something cool? I was like, dude, that's not that cool. That's wild.
It's like New Jersey.
Just yeah.
It's a lot of Mexicans come over.
Really?
No.
I was about to say, dude. That's the battle royale.
If the lads and the Irish linked up.
They're linked, dude. Genetically speaking, I really think, dude, we were talking about the mythology. In the Mayan tale, there's a Cahulan or whatever. There is a Cahulan in Maya in the Mayans. So I think they're the same people.
Yeah.
I think Mexicans and Irish people are same.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sort of working, drinking.
Yep.
Making
loving
making,
God.
Just love like
Catholicism. Farts,
love fart jokes and stuff.
Farts.
Yeah.
Farted.
Yeah. Dude, if Ireland got a wave of Mexicans, dude,
it
would become the greatest nation on earth.
They would get so hammered.
True. It'd be a lot of fights, dude. They're the two most fightingest people, dude. Yeah.
A lot of stabs.
Do Spanish fight a lot?
What's that?
Like Mexicans? Do they fight a lot?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't
know the Spanish?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, or do you mean the Mexicans?
I'm talking about the same people here.
Oh, okay. What,
do you mean Europeans?
I thought you were asking about Spain.
No, we're talking about Mexicans. Okay. Mexicans love to fight.
Do they?
If you go, I remember reading a book because I was going to go to Mexico, and it was like a tourist book, and they were saying like fist fights are very common. Fist fights are like whatever. Stabbings when people are like, whoa, 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 break it up. It's like a fist fight. It's like whatever, but if you're really pissed, you'll bust out a knife.
Yeah, guy told me that exact same thing in Spain.
Really?
Yeah, like verbatim.
About Mexico or Spain?
About Spain. Like they'll fight, and then someone will stab if they're dishonored enough. It's usually like you're allowed to like slap for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, are you allowed slapping to slap
like
Spain?
Slapping's like a common like way to settle a dispute. If you go close fist, that's considered like you're trying to fight, and you're allowed to stab now.
Wait, are you allowed to physically slap in Spain?
I think so.
You have a license to slap?
Yes.
Damn.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
These people were like more like Mongarians.
Really?
They're like short, squat, fucking brown.
Yeah.
Like fuckers.
Like Eskimos almost.
They looked, yeah, exactly. But
I didn't know that.
They were losing.
Comanches were like
no,
jacked,
Comanches
ripped,
were not
like
jacked.
Jesus bodies.
No, they're lads.
Really?
Comanches were pure lads, dude.
What?
And they were getting rocked by everybody until the Spanish came. Mm-hmm. Spanish, you know, fucked around and introduced horses to North America. Horses were never there.
Yeah.
So all these different tribes got horses, and I think the Apache were munching them. The Apache weren't sure what to do with them, so the Apache were just crushing horses.
They're munching,
They were munching horses.
They're chopping them up.
That was good eating for a little while until the Comanche, those old fucking pussies that everybody beat up forever, just somehow got so good at using horses, like best horsemen in the world.
I mean,
and
dude,
then just
if you want to go for the Mongolian theory, that's muscle.
That's exactly what it was like.
That's genetic
and then
muscle
they
memory.
Just let it rain on everybody, dude.
After getting just shit on constantly.
And not like they were even like, there was no, half of it was just for vengeance. Like this, for ancient vengeance. For like 1,000 years, they were just like, fuck these people. And just Comanche, they, you know, they didn't build cities. They were nomadic. They Damn. Just they just went around, and if you somehow came into the middle of the country, they you got fucked up. And not just like, oh, you got, you know, they it was their rules to torture everybody to death. Mm-hmm. If there were women, they would gang rape them and then torture them to death.
Jesus.
Dude, they took this one lady as a slave, and white slave, and they, white slavery, and,
We should have a little scoreboard every white slave in the crossface.
What's that about? 18 million to one? All right, here we go now. A little comeback, a little rally caps. Here we go now. How about a little chatter over there? A little chatter in the dugout, whites. But this lady, she was pregnant when she was captured. As soon as she gave birth, they...
Wait, the white lady?
Yeah. She's yeah, in it.
Two.
True. Technically, that was two. Two. Boom. Got another one. This is a quick one, though.
Yeah.
So she gave birth to this child. I think it was 7 weeks old when six Comanche men walked into the room, strangled it to death, but it lived. They put it back. They strangled it till it was. They thought it was dead. Put it back in her arms, like gave it to her, like motherfuckers. And then it started moving. So they tied it to the back of a horse and rode it through cacti till it was ripped apart. They
Jesus
were
Christ.
Wild, dude.
Yeah.
And like again, they were. They wasn't. There's no redeeming. Like, the book tries to be like, well, they sang at night and they loved pranks, which was funny to be like, oh, they were dickheads when they were by themselves, which is really funny. But they were also the meanest.
Yeah.
Comanche were mean little dickheads.
Nasty.
It's fun to listen to. It's a really good book.
Damn, dude. That's pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah. Thank praise Rogies for recommending
his. I read some of his posts, dude. He was in the sauna just bugging out on Comanches and being like, dude, I...
It is a fucking, like...
That's
It's
sick.
Wild to read.
I mean, dude, to start, the idea of Rogan in a thing, meditating and just being like a Comanche on a
Bro,
horse
Bro, he must have connected
my,
with the Comanches oh, so
my,
much.
That was
dude,
my
little
favorite
short,
thing.
Tiny guys fucking riding horses.
True, dude.
Crushing people.
That's probably why he's going to... Is the Comanches around Texas?
Yeah,
he
true.
He might be being called.
True. Jamie, check that out for me.
Cinco de Mayo. French got into Mexico?
I believe it's over the French.
I feel like the French couldn't handle Mexico.
They didn't.
The lads must have pwned them.
The lads were like, damn, you want to talk lazy? Bring out some Frenchmen.
Yeah.
So.
Confirmed.
Thank you very much, Lemaire.
Confirmed.
Kill confirmed. I suppose it's been confirmed, yes. So the Spanish were in there, but the Spanish had like they had conquered everything, all of South America, Central America, and then they were slowly making their way north. That's when they ran into the Comanches, or like those native tribes, the Apaches, the Comanches, and shit.
The Short Kings,
of the Short Kings, and you know they started getting massacred and tricked and shit. What was pretty funny is the Apache were all of a sudden like there's no record of what the fuck was going on there, other than like you can see migrations of other tribes getting the fuck out of the way. From the Comanches, which is pretty cool.
Fuck.
To be like, well, nobody roached it down. They were just wandering around in tents, murdering everybody for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, not 1,000, because they didn't have horses yet. But all of a sudden, there was like a huge influx of Apaches running. Mm-hmm. They're like, where the fuck are you guys going? The Apaches were like, actually, Spanish, we really like Catholicism. Could you please set up some missions in our territory? And so the Spanish were like, holy fuck, dude. We never thought you guys were going to say yes to this, dude. Wait till you see how awesome Jesus is. We're going to bring up some missionaries. This is going to be fun. And it was actually just a trick for them to put basically embassies in a Apacheria so that when the Comanches came down and definitely murdered and raped everybody, they would kill Spanish people too.
So that they
would go to war with the Comanches. So it was a pretty funny trick from the Short King Apaches.
Yeah.
But what was nice about it was talking about the settlers. That's how America colonized it. Mm-hmm. Like Spain went in with like missionaries, forts, very governmental, regimented, you know, in intrusion into the land. The Americans just sent people.
Like dudes.
Like literally were just like no forts, no missions, just like people just building houses.
Go check that out.
Which ironically, so the Mexicans invited settlers into Texas,
yeah.
Which, you know, eventually the settlers just took Texas.
Yeah.
But the reason they invited them there was to get a buffer zone between them and the Comanches.
Really?
So originally the Mexicans, which you hear people today be like, the Mexican-American War, it was another act of aggression from America where we took their land. Mm. Those fuckers invited us there so that we could be fed to the Comanche so they would stop fucking with the Mexicans.
Really?
And it ended up that the Americans were kind of rootin' tootin'.
True. They're slim.
They were like, bro, we'll fucking chill here. What, we get raped and murdered every couple years?
Whatever.
Sick.
Texas fucking rules.
Texas does rule. That's when it became a republic, bro.
Really?
It's fucking sick.
So they actually, so they fought off the, they were like, they buffered. And then they like, they probably figured it out and were like.
Well, yeah.
Or
that
they
was,
didn't. Or they were
no,
like,
they figured it out. They figured it out. And well, yeah, they kind of tamed the lamb a little, the land a little. And then this, the Mexicans were like, why don't you give us that land back?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you come fucking take it?
True.
That's where that flag's from.
Yeah.
I think. Then the Alamo happened, which was a huge mistake.
Does the Texas flag say it's like, fuck off, Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, that's that was a funny thing watching Hell or High Water that you start to think about how that you really had. It's like, and then these colonizers came. It's like, no, they kind of, white people threw just poor, they threw poor white people at the problem. Rich white people threw poor white people at the problem and were like, here, go figure this out.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
really? And that's what they're banking on. And that's what was cool. In the book, it literally addresses, like, yeah, the American approach to colonizing was, like, hope. Like, they'd just be like, here's some dude that's just land hungry that lives in Boston that's like, I got to get my family the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to the plains. they get burned alive. But then this one's just purely, like, they did the same thing, though. The lady who got was a slave to the Comanche, she beat the fuck out of the one lady, and the Apaches or the Comanches just surrounded her and were like, sick. And then she beat the shit out of the old lady who was also her master, and they were all like, all right, you're pretty chill, you can come hang out with us. Dude, they did have that. That's like a common string. Like, if you were a Native American slave, all you had to do was wild out.
So you're saying if I were ever,
you had to risk the worst torture known to man.
I was about to say, so I wonder. So if I ever somehow, and again, I don't think this would happen to me if I got lost on the reservation, but if someone else
if
did,
they get you.
If someone, if I was to be accosted on the
if
reservation.
If you get hammered at a casino.
I should just start fighting people.
If you're at a casino and you, you know, the lights start disorienting
like Mohegan
you.
Mohegan Sun,
And then you get captured. you can get captured.
You actually, you are, you could technically get captured.
Yeah, bring you downstairs.
True. So I should just start swinging.
You should immediately swing. And if you're at a casino and you're drunk. And you happen upon a security guard, swing upon him. Dude. They'll do nothing but respect.
Respect, like, dude. You rule.
That's awesome.
Here's 500 chips. Yeah. Get back out there.
Like, you're one of us now.
I always want. I knew my bus driver's son hung out on an Indian reservation, and he. I used to always want to go there.
Really, I heard they were dumps.
Really? Nah, yes. Our bus driver told us that his son was dating an Indian chick with huge tits, and I was like, "Damn it!" He's like, "Yeah,
sick.
They go all there.
Fucking
they
smoke, bus drivers rule.
Smoke weed on the reservation all day." He's like, "My son has it made. His girlfriend has big tits. She's a Native American." I was just like, "Fuck yeah, dude!"
Wow.
Our bus driver fucking rule. I mean, a lot of our bus drivers. One of them, one of them definitely pissed hot. We learned and got fired.
He's fucking shit faced. That rules.
I think it was drugs. I think it was like opes.
Yeah.
I don't think it was alcohol.
I don't think you can piss alcohol, but I just
they do a lot of pee tests on bus.
They should have breathalyzers on
alcohol,
buses.
Alcohol, they do like a lot of random pee tests, but alcohol is the one that gets bus drivers because they're like, they can't do any other drugs really because, you know, I mean, I guess they could do some coke, but it's like alcohol will lose your system pretty quick, but like they catch those guys.
You
can
bust out some Adderall pretty hard. You can get some meth going.
Yeah.
Get a real magic school bus vibe. Be like, we're going on a fucking adventure today, kids. It's the law. They'll never fucking take me alive.
I'm pretty sure our bus driver for like a span of like 7 years, not the one whose son was like killing him on the reservation.
Yeah.
This lady who was like actually kind of mean to us. I think she was addicted to opiates because she would drive the bus and then she like would work it. Like, we would catch her at the farmer's market.
She's taking naps.
Yeah, well, she hit a fire hydrant one time, and it literally, like, the water, it she knocked
it
over, and it shot up in the
air.
That's
awesome.
She was like, oh, I'm getting the hell out of here. She used to fart and blame it on the transmission. She's like, must be the transmission.
What were you doing up front, smelling farts?
I used to, me and my cousin were sentenced to the front seat for the entire year.
Oh, nice.
Third.
I was afraid that you sat there, and I was that was going to change things for you and I.
Nah, bro. I had to sit there. I was like, I was so cool on the bus. They had a Hannibal Lecter me in the front.
You must have been like, such a little dickhead of a kid.
We used to go, I used to go on the bus, and then like, me, just to sign out the bus driver, we would like look up, and when she'd look in the mirror, we'd look down. Look up and look, and then she's like, Matt and Pat, I'm not messing with you. Get up to the front.
Yeah, they got that big, I haven't even thought about that thing in forever. Yeah, that giant thing so you can look at all the fuckers in the back.
Chuck, you'd like Chuck Bird. We like, two of my cousins got kicked off the bus for throwing Bird.
That's powerful. Fucking
Chuck and Bird, mooning.
Very, very commanding.
A lot of McCuskers got kicked off the bus. My cousin got kicked off from
Lords
mooning.
Of the bus.
Lords of the bus, dude, for sure. We would just pile, there would be like eight of us would pile
Cusk
on.
Comanches.
At the shop, we would pile, or at the bottom of our driveway, the bus would open up and like eight of us would go onto the bus. And it was just like, it was fucking sick.
Out of that compound?
Yeah.
Oh, just the worst dickheads.
We'd be wrestling down at like the bottom of the driveway and the bus would pull up and then it would just, or it would be like, someone would be late, so like you kind of dilly dally because you'd be in view and the bus couldn't leave. Then like someone would be kind of like, "Wait, hold the bus." And then it, but yeah, a couple people got kicked off. Given Chuck and Birds was sick. Napoleon, I used to do Napoleon Dynamite with an action figure on a stick.
You would do that?
Yeah.
Did and then when you saw it in Napoleon Dynamite, were you like, "Oh shit"?
Yeah, it's kind of like, "Oh shit."
I didn't know. I thought I came up with it.
No, apparently, it's a
problem. I would have thought you came up with that if I watched you do that,
dude. It's pretty sick. But yeah, man, it was the bus was fucking lit, dude. Do you know anyone who got pussy on the bus?
What type of pussy are we talking here?
Fingering
on the bus. I'm sucking going blank on
sucking
it.
Tits.
I don't know. I don't know if I do.
I don't know. See, that's the problem. I don't know if I did. That's how like rock and roll my bus days were. I just know people around me got pussy on the bus. I could have. I don't know. I don't think I did. I don't actually. No, I'm gonna say I don't think I got pussy. I think I
smooched on the bus after a field trip to the zoo.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was big time. Getting hard now.
Yeah, man. Touching a pussy on the bus is like...
No, smooch. I'm just saying. Please.
I think I touched pussy on the bus. I'm not going to pussy
lie. That sounds like a pussy lie. That sounds like something you would remember. I remember a kiss.
I could be stealing pussy stories from my cousin.
Stealing pussy.
My cousin definitely touched pussy on the bus. I'm not going to...
Does he get like discounts at Annie Ann's now? You're stealing pussy valor.
I don't know. First time I touched pussy, I was at the farmer's market.
An actual dude that fingered pussy is going to approach you with a cell phone. True. Did you finger pussy on the bus, dude? Like, yeah. He's going to be like, what was it like? You're like, well, I was 19. No. Nobody was fingering pussies on the bus that year.
Well, bus 3, no one got pussy on bus 3.
Dude, they nail Australians. Australians always steal valor.
They got to let them do it, dude.
Let the boys do it. They're at the mall in full regalia. And you have the audacity to approach an Australian and be like, you didn't serve.
Yeah,
Let the boys have fun.
Yeah, dude, for real.
I'm tired. Any Stolen Valor compilation is always an Australian.
They should be drafted.
Draft the autistics?
Dude, I mean, just for, just like some Rudy action.
Yeah, when you're up, you got ISIS on the run, send him in, get a sack.
Yeah, dude, send him in.
Look, we're winning, dude. Why don't you, here, take a shot here. Okay.
Press this button. I mean, dude, you're talking about drone strikes. That would be crazy.
Get some of those boys on the sticks.
Dude, the last thing you'd hear would just be like, who lives in a barnacle? You'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that'd be their fortunate son. Be a drone playing SpongeBob.
I suppose you have to die then. It's the rules. Sorry, you're actually dead now.
Yeah, man. That's sick. No, I like that you're back on your historian.
Bro.
Back in your historian.
A lot of people don't think about this. So when we kicked it, it's another thing I'm trying to avoid. The fucking wheeze.
Well, you're talking about winners.
Well, true. I mean, it's hard for me to not associate that.
With winners.
Which was pretty sick. In the beginning of the book, they're talking about, so the Spanish, look, I'm going to get in my bag here. The Spanish were there.
Yeah.
The French were there. French.
Spanish
were
kind of running things, weren't they?
Spanish ran shit forever from like 15 to
16,
17.
Really?
Yeah. French were popping off down there too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I think that's what Cinco de Mayo is about. It's a victory over the French.
Good.
Surprising,
that's
right?
That's why I celebrate that.
Tickets to the Spurs game tonight.
The arena is probably the loudest I've ever heard like a basketball game. When I went to see Sixers versus Spurs, they were those the lads go crazy.
The lads?
Yeah.
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 The lads are going wild.
I've run into the lads a lot lately.
Have you really?
Yeah, and out in public, and they've all been very like, yo, the lads are with you. The lads fuck with
dude,
you.
Dude, the lads, yeah.
The lads might be our strongest demo.
I think they're for real very up there.
They fuck with the secret pod.
They do. Did you really?
You saw a lad in the movie theater? What happened? Or you just...
I was playing the claw machine waiting for my movie, and he went, Gardini. And then I went, what's up, man? And he went, oh, fuck, that's actually you? And I was like,
yeah, how are you?
I went and saw Obsession.
It's good to see the Foos.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
The lads and the Foos.
Yeah, that's nice. I the lads are staunch. They do tell you. They always tell you, swear allegiance. They go, yo, we fuck with your podcast.
That's very nice.
Dude, you have no idea how much that pleases me. It's a finicky demo, man. Everyone thinks they can capture the hearts of the lads, but they're complex creatures.
They are.
Everyone thinks, oh, I'm going to get the lads. Every politician is like, the Latino vote. It's like, bro, talk to me. Yeah. We'll talk about the Latino vote.
Yeah.
We'll tell you how
it's done.
Yeah, we'll tell you how it's done.
I think Kill Tony has the lads, too.
Yeah.
Kill Tony has the lads.
For sure.
Lads like wild shit.
Yeah, they're the fucking Aztecs and Mayans, dude.
True.
They're warriors.
Exactly right.
Also, I'm fluffing the lads. They love hearing that shit. No, the lads, they are a very, like... the memes are the best when like the red pill, blue pill for the lad has become like an extreme MAGA Trump conservative or just like a black guy. Red pill, blue pill. They basically, it's like you become like David Duke or
I'll be excited if we go to San Antonio tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be exciting stuff.
That'd be nice. You gotta watch it.
I'm going to be excited to see Jared McCain. I'm going to go, that's my man.
You also got to be careful you don't get grabbed and hugged on like that Mexican president. Did you see when the lady got hugged? You see when the lady got hugged on?
Yeah.
The lads might get...
lads are going to grope me.
If you get a barracho?
If Nate's with me, Nate's getting touched.
You got to jump in front of it, dude. If a lad comes to grope him like the Mexican president.
I'll take the grope.
Guys,
I'll take the group.
What would you throw at him? Throw that ass at him?
I can only go so far. I can't say I.
The allegations are bad, dude.
Yeah, that Slim Goody. That Slim Goody sunk you, dude.
Yeah, Slim Goody got you.
I didn't know Brittany was a massive fan of Cheryl Hines. Or Sher Underwood, my bad. I'm thinking of fuck me. But yeah.
You got Bobby Kennedy on the mind.
After
he grabbed those snakes in the. You see that video?
Again? He grabs snakes.
He loves
before.
Grabbing snakes.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. Other
yeah,
guys
he snatched
have grabbed
them. He did another one because he did one a while back. Also, that's how you get the lad vote. Grab a copperhead from behind. Lad's going, yo, this fool crazy. You got your foo crazy meter has to stay high.
Yeah.
I got to keep my foo crazy meter high at all times. Can't let that shit dip. Then you're lame. It's foo crazy and lame, man. You got to stay.
Who do you think the craziest foo is in our group? I think Tommy might be the Tommy, or O'Connor. O'Connor might be the craziest. He's loco.
I mean, him claiming 280 on a hawk, some crazy food
right
shit.
Away.
Hawks don't have. First of all, hawks don't outturn owls. That's crazy.
No,
I wish
but
I was
it did have. It did have pretty impressive movement.
Did it really?
Yeah.
We got to look that up. We need.
Yeah.
We gotta,
see head movement on a red-shouldered hawk. We're gonna need that.
270 on now, and I also was like,
got the team on it. All three.
Oh shit!
All three struggling. Two of them already went to Instagram. Oh shit! 180. I like that.
180's not bad. I was going to say, it's no 270.
Jesus We are old men now. It's just an old dad racist at the zoo.
Nobody laughed. Just my wife huffed and walked away.
Yeah.
I was like, that was good. That was good.
It's a good one.
That was a good one. I haven't seen that one
in fucking 40 years. That's a good one.
I mean, no, you never get the opportunity to bust that out.
Never get to do it.
My kids were like, dude, how do you do it? And I hit them with it. And they're like, what? And I was like, just keep going.
They're
guys.
Doing that. They're breaking that out. They're going to break that out in school. Obviously, another kid's going to talk about Tigers at school. At their age, Tigers is like top five conversation pieces.
Yeah, it was a fun one. Hopefully I turn far enough from the camera.
I think we can fuck it.
We can just blur. We get black box.
We've already do. The white boys already went dumb, dude. Pandora's box is already open.
The pendulum. I mean,
pendulum needs to chill.
The pendulum's pendulum might be 270. Pendulum might be 270. Nuts, dude. It was funny because I didn't realize I've been off the internet, so I didn't realize how massive the roast was until this morning. I saw a supercut of every single person. I'm like, oh, this went like around the world. This went. Everyone was talking about the goddamn.
Dr. Umar called me a fucking Neanderthal.
What?
Dr. Umar called me a Neanderthal.
Tell him you want to see the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy open, and then you'll talk. Ask him about the school.
Yo, you going to get Dr. Umar?
Ask him about the school. I tried to get him on. He charges like fucking $10,000 to come on. We should pay it.
It would be funny. He's really funny.
I, to be honest, I like Dr. Umar.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm not just saying that. I enjoy watching him. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
When he does the things when people can call in and send things in.
When he reads his live chat and he blocks people.
It's the best.
It's awesome. He has to know it's funny because he reads what they say.
He knows. He's got to know. I want to see the school.
I mean, I think it's funny getting called a Neanderthal.
It's hilarious.
I was all right with it.
Yeah. Fucking kind of
sick. I don't know if he's trying to be funny. If he's actually upset, I apologize to Dr. Umar.
I think he's smart. He's a smart guy. I think he knows what plays.
Probably edit this out, but I was thinking about purchasing his school and naming it the Robert E. Lee School for Whites Only. I'm going to name it Neanderthal Robert E. Lee Ronald Reagan Richard Nixon Academy.
What about Aztec School for the Lads?
Aztec School for the Lads would go crazy.
That would be tight.
I think making it, hold on, the Robert E. Lee, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon School for Higher Learning, and then actually dumping a ton of money into it and making it really successful and actually helping the community just as a bit, dude. It was DJ party.
True, that's tough.
Although I wasn't that hammered for that one.
Yeah.
But then Friday went out with the fucking bros, dude.
True.
Three Filipino lads. No, that was Friday night. Friday night, there were three, what I assumed were lads in the front row.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just watching Narcos, dude. Shout out to you guys. Take it easy. Why don't you guys slow down a little? And they were like, we're Asian. And I was like, Filipinos? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, all right, same thing.
Yeah, it's lads. It's lads of the East, bro.
They are the Eastern lads.
For sure.
Elite, dude.
Great, bro.
And they dress like lads. In California, if you're Filipino, you dress like a lad.
Yeah.
And they were the best, dude. Went out dancing.
What?
Me and the lads went out to a bar and me and three dudes.
What?
Three Filipino lads danced.
What kind of music you guys talking?
Spice Girls, stuff like that.
That's fun.
Classic.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
There's a bar in San Diego that's like indoor trailer park. It's like in a basement. There's like trailers.
What?
It's designed like a trailer park. They appropriated white trash culture.
That's fair.
And I was pissed.
That's fair.
I got in there and I said, I'm pissed. And then, we were singing like Bon Jovi and Jimmy, like, oh, we're halfway.
Oh, my God.
And they were all, they're Filipino, so they're short guys.
Probably stocky as hell.
One of them was stocky as hell.
Yeah, they get jacked.
Two of them were stocky.
They dwarf Max hard as hell.
They dwarf Max. All the men's backups won the Gold Cup. Easy money.
What?
Yeah, bro.
They beat the lads?
The lads, and the lads brought their A team. You want to know what's fucking...
The backup beat the A-team?
Our backups beat Mexico's number one team.
Let's go.
Yeah,
I hate
nice.
To be working in a restaurant right now. Lads are probably fired up. I was thinking that. Pussy ass. Because now, like, the communists are into, like, soccer and shit.
Yeah.
So probably like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm trying to support you through your experience, but our team beat your
team. There's a guy at the Comedy Cellar whose favorite team is Mexico. Really? USA was playing Mexico, and we were watching, and he was like, I cheer for Mexico.
Mm.
And I was like, what? Mm. And he was like, dude, they're like poor. This is like all they have. I was like, you don't think there's poor Americans that like this?
Also, what's wrong with you? That's exactly what I'm talking about. They go, I'm like, hey, sorry, man. It's like not your fault. Your country's poor and stinks. I'm sorry we beat you in soccer. Like,
I saw some guys.
You want to talk? I'm here.
I saw some guys working construction.
Yeah.
I almost rolled down the window and be like, you fellas catch the game last night?
Really?
I thought about it.
Dude, it'd be fire up.
The lads would
you'd,
get
you'd
it.
Have to have a hot chick on your screen. Like, just kidding, guys. Check out this hot chick on my phone. Check out this still of a hot chick.
This is how lame America is, though. Every time we play them, sometimes it's in New England, but they always either put it where the lads are going to pack the stadium.
Yeah.
In the United States. So, like, this one was in Vegas, packed.
Really?
Wall to wall.
What about
rats.
In Texas?
They usually put it in Texas.
Kind of like a fuck Arlington. You, though. Be like, hey, remember you used to have this? It's ours now.
True. I do agree with that.
Oh, and we beat you in soccer.
Yeah, and we beat you in soccer. Our team, it was a backup. So we had no idea what the sport was, dude.
Damn.
Guys are running around. They're like, what even is this?
Like, do we throw this?
Headed in. Yeah.
Well, nice. How do we beat them with our backup guys?
You know, we're just the
U.S.
best,
is dude. Good. We're going to have a good
well,
team.
All they do is kick it high. The goalie is
true.
Like, no.
That is how he scored on a header. Yeah. And a giant black dude fucking headed it in. Yes, dude. Finally, the black